بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سيدنا أشار فوا تارا الشيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أختر ساق التايتل أوف ويتش إز ميري زندقي كحاصل.
میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان نا توا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری جان نا توا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذبہ پنہا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذبہ پنہا میرا نالائے ندامت تیرے سنگ تر پہ کرنا میرا نالائے ندامت تیرے سنگ تر پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گل یا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا کبھی گل یا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم جزء word for word translation from the kitab اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم الخير مري زندگی کا حاصل مري زیست کا سہارا that the object of my life is to and the support of my life what is we always hear our ulama ikram and our Sati is telling us that each person we have a life support. Those that are, we call them on their deathbed, but they also have a life support in the ICU. It might be that machine which is keeping them going, so to say, but it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But actually, in all our cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our life support. And not only in, we think of it in the terms of breathing and keeping us alive, but in every facet of our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our only support, whether the time of an accident, whether the time of sickness, whether the time of a robbery in our house, whether the time of our house burning down, whatever it is, whatever situation we find ourselves in, or more than that, that is in dunya terms, but always in the terms of deen we look, be it at the time of some temptation coming in front of us, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can take us towards good. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can keep us away from evil. Teri'atiko me jina, teri'atiko me marna. Here, Hazrat Wala is telling us that it is his desire to live amongst the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is his desire to live with, to die with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. That oh you who believe, oh you that have brought iman, that stay, keep in company, make your environment that of the pious, that my friends, those that have taqwa. And through this a person will, we always hear the incident of a lower grade mango and a first grade mango. You take the two together and you just bandage it up together. The lower grade will imbibe the qualities, or will get the qualities from that higher grade mango. Like there's so many things in this world, you see, people put one and the other together, and all of a sudden there's a cross. You get even cross breeds in animals also. How did it happen? They stayed in the company of each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like this in the system of this world, so even in the system of deen, to live with those that have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to be with them, a person, always given the example of that person who had a temper, and he wrote to Shaykh Hazrat Mulana Ashraf Ali Thani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he told him, just go and stay with that person that is cool and calm, go sit in his, just go and stay with him every day between Asr and Maghrib. That person had his kitab shop, and this murid went and he sat with this kitab wala, whole day sitting, at least whole afternoon sitting in his company. That person didn't give any bayan, he didn't speak about the virtues of sabr and the evils of anger, but just being in the company of someone that was cool and calm. And naturally this person, after the period which Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi prescribed for him, he himself found that his anger went down, and he wrote to Hazrat to tell him that, you know what, I feel already calmness in my life. So this is the effect of company. We continue. Hazrat says, Mujhe kuch khabar nahi ti tera dard kya hai ya Rab. That I didn't know what is this path or the door or this object of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For me it was just, now we'll give our own little bit translation at all of what Hazrat is trying to imply here. That we didn't even know that the thing like the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us it was madrasa, maktab, kalimas before you sleep and duas before you wake up, or when you wake up and before you eat. This was our deen. On a Friday you wear a kurta, and on an Eid day you look a bit smarter, and this is deen. And in the month of Ramadan you fast. But why you were doing it, what was the object behind it, what were you trying to achieve from it, we had no idea. It was just, as they say, rhythm and ritual, until we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that we spent a few days or a few hours in the company of those that realized the object of their life. And like this we started realizing that there is much, much more than that. That fasting is not only to stay hungry, but in this fasting a person is going to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like they say that the pious, or rather, yeah, the pious in their eating get more than we get in our fasting. And in the pious, in their sleep, they get more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than we get in our tahajjud salah. Why? Because they've understood each amal, each action, each breath is to take a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tere aashiko se sika, tere sange dar pe marna. And this lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have learnt, they have taught us how to lay our lives at the doorstep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Quran Sharif again we read that ayat, kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Everything of ours, be it our
physical actions, physical ibadat, be our monetary ibadat, and this is the basis of our deen. Either physically you are involved in something or monetary, or you are spending something or you are earning, but everything is قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ in my living, in eventually my dying, that last breath, basically living your life is made up of many, many breaths. Your life is not made up of years or days as we count them, but by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your life is made up of a number of breaths. So all these breaths, give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially that last one. The way a person lives in this world, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that inshallah a person will die in the similar manner. So a person lives pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah he will die for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That last breath will come out on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. In fact, the other day somebody, one of the people in our area, his father passed away. So he was telling us they were rushing him to the hospital. His neighbor found him having collapsed at the door. So he got in the house, rushing him to the hospital. And as he's making talqeen for the uncle, that, you know, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha, but he was reading it a loud voice for the person making the talqeen. So the brother that was passing away told him that stop, you don't have to shout so loud. Our Allah also hears us when we read softly. And he was in such a state of mind, and he read his kalima like this, he passed away. All the time his son was explaining that he had a figure of how death is going to come to him, where he'll be, who'll find him, how many, because he was staying on his own. But at this point also, fully conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qualities. It is only by your grace and help that despite my feeble form, I am able to forbear the hardships that are coupled with your love. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His assistance and with His help, and what we always, Hazrat's last few bayans have all been about, the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only support which will assist us through all our time and through all our stages in our life, be it in the form of happy occasions, be it the form of difficulties and despair, and more again looking all the time not at the difficulties of dunya but the difficulties which come in the form of staying away from guna. Meri jaan na tawaka ye tere gham pe sabr karna. I'm able to forbear, to have patience in the hardships that are coupled with your love. So again, when it comes, and we keep hearing this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality, and not only just words which fall into our ears, or words that come out of our tongue and our mouth, that we, to break these desires and to shatter them at the time when sin comes in front of us. It is so easy for me to say now, but only I know the reality when some guna comes in front of me, whether it is that the client on the other side of the desk, or whether it is a lady that is driving in the lane next to me, how easy it is for me just to look that side and to have that extra 1 or 2 seconds. And at that point, we won't even think we're getting enjoyment. We look at it making, as we always hear the example that who drives, it's only ladies that drive Toyota, red Toyota. So now just to keep all our statistics in place, we want to see, is it only a lady that drives a red Toyota? So like this, but we're getting that lizard and enjoyment all the time. So we're not, but at this point, to break that desire and to shatter it, to have sabr at this time. Why? Because we want to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yatiri atahi ya rab, yatira jiz papinha. This is a gift from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the result of being attracted to you, that I weep out of remorse for my sins by your doorstep. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this miranala ay nadamat tere sang ketar karna. I'm very nervous at the moment. But anyway, we continue inshallah. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person can tear and cry in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today people are crying for many other things. When a person sees the condition of the world, people are crying to see humanity, how they are suffering. Some people are crying because they've lost, they've seen that the dollar and rand fluctuate, and this makes a person cry also. A person to cry out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of that missing this connection in his life, being estranged from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being far, far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mera har khata pirona yahi hai meri talafi. That this, the only way that I can give, that I can now make a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, when a person when you do cause some difficulty when you break the relationship with the one who you love, which you have some affection for and some connection with, when this connection is broken, then you have to make it up in some way. You have to, if it's your wife, you'll have to buy her favorite chocolate. If it's your son, you'll have to get him his favorite sweet. Whatever, if it's the boss, then you'll know what makes him happy and you'll give him some sort of present along those lines. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he love the most? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the crying of his banda and his slave. When a person turns back, they say that the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the earth, announces to Allah, or rather requests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis, that all this mankind, all the slaves of yours, how much wrong are they committing and perpetrating day and night, night and day? Everything you ask them not to do, they have done, and everything you ask them to do, they haven't done. So let us just open up and swallow all of them. It will be the end of all this oppression and all this zulam on the earth. And then the mountains as well make a request. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us just fall upon this creation, this mankind, and this will be the end of them. And the sea say, let us break the shores like tsunami and just flow all over the creation and drown them all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are not your slaves. These are my slaves. If they commit so much guna like the foam on the ocean, and they come to me once and they ask me for forgiveness and that I am sorry for what I have done, I realize my mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am sorry and I will try not to do and commit all these wrongs again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am ready to forgive them. An entire lifetime of guna, leave that we hear from, Hazrat always tells us that a person, leave alone just a person that is a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody that didn't believe for 99 years or 100 year kafir, somebody that made partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or an atheist, somebody that denied the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who was an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after all these years, he just says that kalima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to forgive 100 years of kufr, shirk, of atheism, of deniance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by one utterance of the kalima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving and so merciful. So this is the only way out for me, is to cry on a daily basis, to take some time every day and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Teri rahmato ka sadaqa mera jurma afwa karna. By the grace of your mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do forgive. This is what we spoke about now, that is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so overwhelming. And this is shaitan's, his goal is to make a person feel so despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the other hand, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That, oh my servant, oh my slave, never ever feel that you have committed too much wrong. In fact, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib in one kitab says that this is also a sort of a pride. When a person says, where Allah will forgive me, I've got so much guna, that this is a sort of pride also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy isn't enough to wipe away your guna. So never ever feel in this way or in this fashion.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We'll just first share a few points, inshallah it will be beneficial for all of us. One, a beautiful malfooz of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his commentary on one hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that in the hadith sharif it is mentioned that namaz is the pillar of deen. Namaz is the salat, is the most important, is the pillar of deen. So Hazrat explains this hadith that the whole of deen is connected with namaz, with salat. Like a pillar keeps everything up. So if our namaz is there, it will keep everything up. And how much our namaz is made, so much of deen will come into us. So the whole of deen, Hazrat explained, is connected with the namaz. And how much we will improve, like we see, a person who only makes Eid namaz, then normally you see so much deen in that person's life. A person who makes only Jummah namaz, You see so much of deen in that person's life. A person who makes Maghrib, Isha, so much, and a person who makes five times, you will see more deen in that person's life. And a person who makes his five times namaz with Jamaat, Takbir-e-Ula, first stuff, you will see so much more deen in that person's life. And this is the outward namaz. And how much we make effort on the inside, the reality. Like we know we got our body, but the real thing is not the body, it is the ruh, the soul. As soon as the soul goes out, this body is dead. So the ruh of namaz went so much of benefit by the body of namaz. So if the ruh of namaz, our concentration, devotion in our namaz, so much deen will come alive in that person. So we should all make a great effort to bring namaz alive. Namaz is very, very important. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, the most important thing in my eyes is namaz. Namaz is the most important. So if we all worry about ourselves, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said further, if we make effort on somebody's namaz, that becomes a namazi, his namaz becomes correct, the effort on the whole of namaz, it is like we have made effort on the whole of deen for that person. And to make effort on the whole of deen is not easy. There are so many things. But namaz has got that barakat in it. Allah has kept that the whole of deen will come into that person. So first, before other people, we make effort on ourselves also, our family members, or whoever we can. And on everyone else also we make effort that namaz comes alive. On one occasion, in the Markaz in Nizamuddin, they were having meals, and one person who was appointed to give water to whoever wants water while eating, they have a little different system. We got a jug on the dastarkhan, whoever wants to will take water. We ask somebody, pass me water, whatever. But there somebody walks around and serves. Anyone wants water, they give it. So the glass he was holding, it fell. So Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali looked up at him and told him, it looks like your namaz is still not correct. So namaz connection is not only what our deeni thinks, even what our dunya thinks. That our dunya will also come right if our namaz comes right. So namaz, we have to all, Allah give us all tawfiq on our own namaz, and on the ummah also we make effort. Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, many times used to say, let us all get together and at least make one command of Allah properly alive. The one command of namaz. And what Hazrat Ji also meant, most probably, that if namaz will come alive, the whole of deen will come alive. So Allah give us tawfiq that we work on our namaz. First the outward, that we are performing namaz, all five times namaz. Then in the masjid, with jamaat. And then try our first serve, our takbir-e-ula. And then go further, when the outside also learn from ulama, that our outside form of namaz must also be correct. When we pick up our hands, then how are we picking them up? And when we fasten the hands, how are we fastening them? Our ruku, when we are standing, then our two legs apart, four fingers apart, are they facing qibla? Or where are they facing? And our fingers when we are in sajda, whether the thumbs are in line with the lobe of the ear, and the fingers are all together, and facing qibla also. So all these things, there are many things we should learn from the ulama. Yeah, in Ramzan we try, we have one day practical namaz also. So Allah give us all tawfiq, and then very important also to learn from the ulama, the inside condition of namaz. We all know what our inside condition is. We perhaps make the niyat, or we just come and we just fasten our hands, and where our thoughts go, the next we know namaz is over, and we were hardly with Allah Ta'ala. We were hardly in the masjid. We were physically, bodily in the masjid, but we were hardly in the masjid. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this also comes right in our life. Namaz, and with our whole family, our children and all, that we make an effort. And inshallah, if our namaz comes right, our whole world will come right. Everything of ours, our deen will come alive, our dunya will come right also. So namaz, and also of course, that namaz holds such a great position in our deen. Like in one hadith sharif it comes, it is like the position of the head in the body. You'll find a person without an arm, without a leg, some people without both legs, without both arms. There are people like that also, but you won't find a person without a head. So in other words, we can't be a Muslim without having namaz in our lives. And then everything in the head must be in order also, properly. If the head is functioning, the brain is functioning, a person, it's worth his while when his brain is functioning. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the importance of namaz and to establish namaz correctly. Then inshallah our deen will come alive, and when our deen, whole deen, our akhirat is also made. And by namaz, our dunya will also be made. Everything of our dunya, and we all got problems, and we are mostly worried of our dunya's problems. This is not right, that is not right. By namaz coming right, insha'Allah, our whole dunya will also come right. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another very important point. One aspect we did mention, and that is, Allah make us conscious that whatever, alhamdulillah, everyone is doing a lot of deen. Our faraiz are also there, and the faraiz have got the greatest reward. But just think of the sunnah that we are fulfilling. Inshallah, every one of us, when we enter the masjid, we enter with the right leg. I don't think, sometimes perhaps we are not thinking properly and then we're making a mistake, but we don't think of the reward of that. In this times, it's a reward of 100 shaheed. Like a person who is there, that he makes a deal, a business deal, in which he made 100 million rand profit. And he doesn't think about it. Just little small profit, and how much we think of it. So this also, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, should stress a lot, that all this, think of it. And then, if we make guna, like if you lost something in your business, whatever, somebody did you down in a deal or something, deal went sour and you lost perhaps 10,000 rand, 100,000 rand. You're so sad about it. So when we commit guna, we should feel that sadness also. And when we do good, feel that happiness also. And like a businessman, if we got, for example, we made a business, 10 million rand profit. Now we're not just going to walk in the wrong places in the town, where there are crooks, etc. We're not going to go and walk there. We got so much money. So when we made the sawab, now the wrong places as far as our deen are concerned, bad company, other wrong places, we shouldn't go there then, because then we're going to lose. Shaitan is going to rob us. So a person becomes conscious, but it mustn't create pride in him. But he must make shukr to Allah. You gave me this tawfiq that I walked in with. And when entering the masjid, 5 sunnahs. So 500 shaheed, 1 shaheed sawab is so great. And then when we go out, 5 sunnahs, 5 shaheed, 500 shaheed sawab. In fact, when we go in the toilet, inshallah, all of us will be going in there with the left leg. That is also a sunnah. And that also, so lot of sawab. They're also a shaheed sawab. Everything, when we go to bed, perhaps we don't manage all the sunnahs, but how many we are managing? Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Like this, the whole day, when we are eating, every time. And then, like, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, once when he was asked to give a bayan to students, and Hazrat never really spoke, gave a bayan in his life. And somehow Hazrat agreed. All he said, talibi ilmo, apni qadar pehchano. Realize your value. Now we don't realize our value. Allah gave us iman. Allah gave us so many other things. So we are not just like ordinary people. We don't behave like other people. Wherever it is, where other people, what they do, that is, we got iman in us. A person is a hafiz of Quran. A person is a alim of deen. And a person is in sunnat attire. So he can't behave like other people. So all this also, if we think of it, then we will automatically, sharam haya will come into us, and we will be able to stay away from a lot of wrong things, wrong places, wrong speech, etc. This is all when we will understand who we are. that it comes in the it is narrated. If you haven't got sharam haya, then do whatever you want to. In other words, you will do whatever you want to then. Nothing, no restrictions. You will just do what you want to. So all this also. Then Mufti Ibrahim Saliji Rahmat Damat Barakatum explained it also more detailed and very beautifully also. He says, for example, a man has got a beard, sunnat beard. So all the time, 24 hours, he's in ibadat. Eh? When he's sleeping, he's in ibadat. When he's in namaz, he is in ibadat, but he's still in another ibadat of having a beard all the time. In fact, you go to toilet and you are in an ibadat. Because you got your beard and you have kept it, not because of just to show or just because it's fashion, you kept it because it's a sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what a great thing. Same way, here Mufti Sahib says that a person is in nikah. And nikah is half of our iman. Nikah is a great ibadat. So as long as we are in nikah, and we are all in nikah, those who are married, so that is also you are in ibadat all the time. And what a great ibadat. But we don't think of it as that in that way. And inshallah, Allah accepts all this. Allah gives us the sincerity and all the other required qualities for acceptance. And in fact, really, just in His kindness He accepts. Where are we going to come with all that, in sincerity, with all those qualities? And Allah is so merciful. Allah will readily accept. So what will be the position of that person? So we should realize this, what it is all. In the same way, a person has got iman in him. And also iman is with him 24 hours. If he's awake, he's got his iman. If he's sleeping, he's got his iman. If he goes to toilet, he's got his iman. And on iman, what are the rewards? On the beard, what are the rewards? And a person is today 50 years old, 50 years of iman. A person is accepted Islam, 20 years is in deen, 20 years of iman he's got. Even if he's unfortunately not practicing other things, but his iman is there. And today too, we should even think now that what is the great value of iman. This thing here, when it's such a valuable thing, and I'm in it and I'm getting this great rewards all the time, I mustn't lose it anywhere. Today there is a great fear. What things we are hearing, what's happening. Allah protect us, our children, everyone, our iman remain intact. So this is also a great treasure, and Allah gave it to us free of charge. Now all we have to do is look after it and let it grow more. And the more it grows, then Mufti Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum explains, if we develop our iman, we work, we are conscious and develop our iman. And we come to that level which is regarded by Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, said the highest level of iman, more than ikhlas also, Radha bil qaza. That whatever Allah decrees for us, we are happy with that. And a person accepts it like that, then what is the position? This person has got the jannat in this world. That even if he's sick, even if he's got financial problems, domestic problems, no matter what he's got, but he's happy with Allah. You keep me in that way, I'm happy with you, my Allah. So that is the alchemy, and that is the ingredients for happiness. Such a person, he can be outwardly he's suffering, but inside he's happy that Allah, you keep me in this way, I'm happy in this way. We see Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, he lost his eyesight. And the people insisted that he must go for operation. He's happy with that. Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, he had piles and very, very painful, but he didn't go for treatment. He says, Allah wants me in that way, I'm happy in that way. This is not a Sharia rule, and it's not binding on everyone. We can go for treatment. But these people, they were happy in whatever. Hazrat Ayyub Ali Salam is sick, and the worms and whatever were in his body, they fall off, he puts them back. And he's so happy in that condition. So when a person's iman reaches that level, no matter what happens, he's got the greatest of joy and happiness. And then if Allah gives good conditions, what to say about that? So Allah Ta'ala, so all these things let us realize. And the more we shukr we make, Shaitan also told that, what's called it, I will come to the people on their right, on their left, from the front, from all sides. وَلَن تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you won't find the majority of them making shukr. So the shukr is a great quality. In other words, if you make shukr, you will be saved from shaitan's attacks also. So what Allah Ta'ala has given, we must just make shukr, and it will build up also. So, and also this, if we think, and on making shukr, for that also we have to make shukr. That's also a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And we can't make enough shukr on the shukr that Allah gave us tawfiq also. And shukr, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. What a great treasure shukr is. So on that also Allah Ta'ala will give so much. So Allah give us tawfiq that we think about everything what we do, the wrong, think how bad. Make, and again Allah is so kind and merciful. We made a wrong, we did some haram, and then we made tawbah. Allah forgives us. And Allah Ta'ala, it comes in the riwayat, that Allah is waiting for you to make tawbah. You just make tawbah and Allah forgives. That when will my banda turn to me and make tawbah? And you make tawbah and all that debit balance of yours is just written off. Who will write it off like that? You owing somebody 10,000 rand. And you just go and ask him, please make me maaf. He say, okay, maaf. Who in the world will be? There are occasions for somebody you might do it also, and what your financial position is or whatever. But Allah Ta'ala, for anyone, you just ask for forgiveness and Allah Ta'ala forgives. Allah is so merciful, as we just heard now from Hafiz Yusuf, that a person, 99-year-old kafir, he just reached Kalima, and 99 years of death. He's owing. He did all wrong. And Allah writes it off. Not only writes it off, that I have written off all your debts of 99 years that you were just wronging me all the time. But in return, I'll give you Jannat. Allah we have got. So we should appreciate the great ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the person was going to Jahannam. And how terrible the fire. Just for us, we should try sometimes from the flame of a candle or the flame of a match or something like that. Just see if we can enjoy it. Or just try boiling water or sometimes tea. We just put it to the lips. A hot tea, and how it burns us. The food sometimes. It's so delicious, and a person is caught in a catch-22 situation. That food is so enjoyable, but it's so hot. And he wants to eat it, puts it in his mouth, and he doesn't want to take it out also, and it's burning him also. But he's enjoying it. So Allah save us from all Allah's azab in this dunya also, and in the qabr also, Qiyamah's day also, Jahannam also. That person was going to Jahannam, he just read kalima. Only La ilaha illallah, and is going to Jannah. And ulama have written, and they've opened the doors with so much of gunjaish, that a person with kalima, how much that he comes into the fold of Islam so easily, just by reading kalima. So we should be very worried of our children also, that today with conditions and at outside conditions, that conditions are terrible, terrible. Allah protect us all. And then this person who was in the anger of Allah, Allah was angry on him. Immediately he just read this kalima and he becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. One more thing. Maulana Mansoor Sahib just informed me, I think just before. That some lady phoned here to him from Durban, and she said that she did this amal. She got it on a clip of 100,000 istighfar. And she said all her problems just evaporated. All her problems just went away. So Allah give us also tawfiq inshallah. And we should not lose hope. If we did it once and it appears, Allah knows better from the two. And this is not my riwayat. I got it from Maulana Ayub Jina in Medina Sharif. And he got it from Maulana Ibrahim Deula. He explained it. From where he got it, that I don't know. So anyway, it appears from the two incidents he mentioned to me that there's 100,000 istighfar, like a person got other problems, some paperwork office is not getting done, or any other problems, whatever it is, and for illnesses it appears from the incident of that brother who read 115. Last time I mentioned 125, it's 115,000 times La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimeen. The person who was blind and the doctors, he was shot and those nerves of his were damaged, were broken, which they said never ever will, it's out of the question you can see. As he completed his 115,000 of La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimeen, he was sitting in his garden and he just heard, like a flash came in his, and he could start seeing already. Then another, and a third flash, and he became normal. So Allah Ta'ala, Allah's Qudrat is above everything. Allah give us tawfiq and the yaqeen. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Ma'lana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, right? We also believe, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum also believe, but they had no doubt in the word of Allah and of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever. Today we got science to, we have to see to this. Today the love of dunya, this fashion, how many things? They ain't nothing. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, Allah said it, finish, it's the end of the story. Then Hazrat Shaykh also wrote that our akabir, I saw, they also had that yaqeen. They also had that full yaqeen. We haven't got that yaqeen, unfortunately. So this again, one form is by making namaz. That yaqeen will also come. The more we make effort on our namaz, do we correct it? Inshallah, that yaqeen will also come. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.